During the break, Doug, we were talking. I asked you, who did you think would be more beneficial to what you're trying to accomplish for veterans as governor, whether it would be Mr. Snyder or Mr. Bonero? And I found it interesting that you and your folks believe that the next governor needs to have a business background to help you with your needs. Elaborate.
Well, I think, first of all, we have been unable to get the legislature to sign on to what we have actually accomplished in the state of Michigan. In 2008 and 2009, we were given $3,026,000 to provide the needs for our state's veterans. And what we do is we have veteran service officers who go out, bring in claims, and then take those claims to the Veterans Administration to get the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marine their compensation, disability compensation for wounds or damage that's occurred to them while they were in the military. For that $3,026,000, through our efforts, we brought back into the state's economy through the Veterans Administration $285 million. And so we feel that we have a definitive value to the state and to the state's economy. And in that regard, we wanted to reestablish our Office of Veterans Affairs and put more men in the field to work on these backlog cases, which would automatically bring more money into the state. Now, we needed to have someone who has a business background to understand that when you spend money, you've got to have money coming back in, and you should bring in more money than you spend. And that's exactly what we did. And we felt that Mr. Snyder, in his campaign promise to the state, was that for every dollar I give you, you better show me a return. We can comprehend and understand that. And as veterans, we understand that it's very, very important.
We had talked about also during the break that prior to this 10-year conflict that we've been involved with, obviously there's veterans been overseas, but a lot of the veteran organizations were shrinking in numbers, and some were on the verge of perhaps becoming non-existent. But due to these wars and conflicts that we've been involved with, I would imagine that the membership is growing, but you were telling me you need more new members to become involved.
That's true, Tony. What the problem is, our American Legion organization is over 90 years old. The Veterans of Foreign Wars is, again, an older organization. And our membership numbers have been declining prior to the start of the conflict in Afghanistan, Iraq. The younger people are coming home. They're reinitiating their lives, and they don't have time to join our organizations. But I think they also don't understand the value of the organizations. And us having numbers to put forward to the legislature, both in Washington, D.C. and here in Lansing, those numbers are critical. That's very important for us. One of the things that the young people who have served have to remember is that our organizations are primarily responsible for the benefits and the good things they've got today, such as the GI Bill.
Well, I think it sounds like you need a marketing and advertising campaign, if you will. And I say that in jest, but perhaps you do, to get the word out, to get these people thinking about that.
That's exactly what we're hoping to do, where we discussed this at the last Commanders Group meeting. And we're going to use the public service announcements and et cetera around the state to hopefully get the word out to the other remaining veterans in this state how important it is that they join us.
We've got a few minutes left with Doug Williams, who is the Legislative Affairs Chairman for the Department of Michigan's American Legion, as well as the Legislative Director for the Department of Marine Corps, Michigan Marine Corps, and the League and Legislative Chairperson for the Commanders Group for the state of Michigan. Tell me a good war story from your experiences. And I don't mean to make light of it, but something that you think about from time to time.
Well, I remember coming back aboard ship from a little country called Laos in October of 61, cleaning my equipment wondering what was next, and all of a sudden the aircraft carrier stopped. And we were right over the Marianas Trench, and the captain announced that we were going to have swim call. And I can remember a whole group of Marines lining up on the hangar deck, jumping about 50 feet into the water to go swimming and over the Marianas Trench. Had anybody told me that the depths of the ocean that day, I probably wouldn't have jumped off. But it was a memorable experience. And they see they had the shark boats out patrolling around the aircraft carrier to keep the sharks away from the swimmers.
So you were on top of an aircraft carrier, and people were jumping into the water, and it was 50 feet?
Yeah, it was off the hangar deck. No one was allowed to jump off the flight deck. That was over 90 feet in the air. But
how'd you get back on board?
They had rope ladders for us to climb up.
Yeah.
Marines are known for climbing up rope ladders and down them.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
How deep was the water?
I don't know how deep it was right there, but it was well over your head. You had to stand up and drink a lot of water.
All right, Doug, thanks so much. Always appreciate your time. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much, Tony.